If you got very many, you put them in a paper book.
Okay. And what do you call it? A large bag made out of loosely woven cloth that you might carry chicken feed in?
Well, we just call them cloth sacks. But you have seen these old tomato sacks? I don't know what you call them.
Which sacks?
Tomato? I got all. Onion. When onion come in, you've got them holes in them.
Like burlap?
Yes. I don't know what you call them. But we just call them a cloth sack.
Would you ever say crocus sack or crocus sack?
Well, that's a different thing, a crocus sack.
What's that?
That's what guano feed, mule feed stuff come in.
Is it, how's it different?
Beat it that way, that's a juice harp.
That's a juice? Okay. I was just going to ask you that. What about a piece of playground equipment that's a long board like this and it rests like
something
that?
Something in the middle of the seesaw.
Okay. Do you have a name for a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, that's what you call a merry-go-round. It bounces just like it did that. And I'm going to tell you right over there where I went to school. We had one, you know, and they got us going. And I got that's a drunk and I turned loose. And I bet you I went from here to that truck. And I've never been on again. No.
I don't believe
then you. Then they used to have one, you know, you'd bounce it like that, you know, up and down this way, it'd be a seesaw.
Oh.
You could work it that way, but go up and down, or either somebody turn you, you know.
They're two different things, aren't they?
Well, they work the same way.
Oh.
No, you're right. A seesaw, you put it on something, it's right. But this year, got to have a seesaw ain't got a hole in it.
No.
That's right.
And what's the other one?
We call them flying jenny.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I've heard them called that too.
Yes. That's the one to carry around, and when I got sick, I turned it loose. I got sick. I ain't, don't fool us. I got sick, and that thing, it thought it probably had to
turn
it. Smart man. Yes, ma'am. There's too much for me.
Stone that you sharpen knives and
science with? Grand rock. No, wet rock. Wet rock.
Do you ever say grand rock?
Grand rock, that's one something you turn and sharpen the axe on.
Oh, so it's a lot bigger.
Yes. That's a round one, you know. But these are a little flat, but you know, you call them emeralds. I mean, not no emerald stone. We always call them wet rock. All that
okay. And can you tell me some names of different kinds of fences?
Well, you know, you used to cut rails, wood, you know, and make rail fences. Then you have this here hog wire. You have hog wire, a little different from that. Then you have barbed wire.
What about different kinds of wooden fences?
Well, one of them is plank, and the other is rail. That's all there's two, I mean.
Do the plank ones go this way, or do they go up?
Well, you can put them either way you want, but get it way to go long way, you know, for a fence. But yard down, they're going straight up down.
Oh,
sure. Yes.
Okay. Do the rail fences have any different names? No. Any special names?
No. That's all I know is a rail fence. Now, you know, when I was a child, that's all it was. Wasn't no barbed wire.
Yes.
That's all it was.
Do they zigzag?
Yes, ma'am. Down here where that road goes straight on across, come out down here on Paula's Corner. If you turn to the left and His wife got a piece of old rail fence going up there by the house, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it looks good.